98FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
As we know, over at this time of year, we head into the annual flu season. And with COVID-19 still rampantly knocking around the place, many parents feel that it's more important than ever to get kids vaccinated against the flu. Yet there's a large percentage of children who still won't be getting the flu vaccine because their parents don't want them to. And I want to find out, why is this? Are you one of those parents? If so, why are you not taking the opportunity to get your children vaccinated over the next week or two with the flu vaccine? Is it irresponsible, especially with what's going on in the world, for a parent not to take up the vaccine? The HSE has launched a campaign urging parents to get their young children vaccinated. The flu vaccine is available free of charge at the moment for children aged 2 to 12 and will be right up until December. Now, it's obviously not compulsory and can be given to children by a GP or a pharmacist. And the reason we're mentioning all of this is because a mother called Laura Jane contacted us about parents who aren't taking up the offer. She's in a parents' WhatsApp group for her 7-year-old's class and couldn't get over the amount of parents in the group who aren't taking up the offer of a free flu vaccine for their under 12s. So have a listen to this. This is Laura Jane. I brought my 7-year-old along to our GP on Monday to have his flu vaccine. I happened to text in the parents' WhatsApp group about it and to inform other parents that the vaccine is now available. And the responses I got were so annoying and worrying, says Laura Jane. Here's some of the replies I got. I'm far from anti-vax, but I believe that kids should build up their own immunity. Another message said, I thought that is the way children's immune systems build up immunity, by being exposed to these viruses. And another one says, I've been boosting my kids' immune systems in preparation for the winter. I'm not anti-vax, but in my opinion, my children don't need this vaccination and would fight it off themselves. Laura Jane went on to say, this is so annoying. Why would you not take up this free offer, especially with COVID around? The more kids who don't get the flu shot, the more will be sick. And then people will all think it's a COVID outbreak and they'll shut down the school. It's absolute stupidity. And that's from a lady called Laura Jane. So, as we said, the HSE is actively running a campaign encouraging parents with children under the age of 12 and from 2 to 12 to take up the offer of a free flu vaccine. And a lot of people, for some reason, have decided not to take them up on the offer. And this lady, Laura Jane, can't understand why you would not take up the offer of a free flu vaccine for your kids. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Natalie, you're on Dublin's 98FM. Hiya, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You got your kids done yesterday.
I did. The receptionist in the doctor's rang me to ask me would my kids come out to get it.
Okay, what made you decide to get the flu vaccine?
Well, I suppose with everything going on, like, I've never got the flu vaccine myself.
No, nor have I have to be honest.
But, like, yesterday when she rang me, I was a bit apprehensive, because I asked her, was there side effects, what is it, a trial run, things like that. But the receptionist is also my cousin's wife, and I asked if her kids be getting it. She said, yeah, and I kind of felt a bit more at ease. And okay, 50 other kids got it yesterday as well.
Right, so there was loads of kids getting it done. Now, what way is it administered?
Just in each nostril, just a spray.
Right, and that's it?
That's it.
So it's not an injection, which obviously a lot of people would worry about. It's not an injection, it's just a nasal spray.
Just an ordinary nasal spray. It's done within 2 seconds. They do ask us to sit outside in the car for about 10 minutes, just, I suppose, for precaution if anything was to happen. And just look out for kind of a headache or a fever, but there was nothing.
Okay, so one of the reasons that you decided to get it done is because of everything else that's going on. And that's one of the reasons, obviously, the HSE wants parents to get their young kids vaccinated, so that at least if they do get sick over the winter months, you can probably rule out flu because they've got the vaccine.
Well, I would feel guilty if I didn't get it done. Like, my kids never get sick. My eldest kind of gets sick at the end of October, just for a day or two, always. But I think I'd feel really, really guilty with everything that's gone on if I didn't give it to them and they weren't to get very sick.
Mm. Okay, you know? Now, one of the... obviously, the flu vaccine has no impact on COVID-19.
Oh, God, yeah.
And, you know, parents know that.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons, and I was speaking to somebody yesterday, saying pretty much the same thing, because of everything that's going on with the other virus, that we need to be able to rule this one out if our kids do get sick. At least if they had the vaccine, then you can rule that out. So,
exactly, and I work in healthcare as well, so... Like, with everything that's going on, I need to obviously protect myself, my kids, and the people that I work with. I work with vulnerable people and the staff that I work with.
Okay, so you got the flu vaccine yourself, did you?
I'm at an agency at the minute, so it's not offered to us.
Right.
But I will be getting it in kind of the next week or two, which will be my first time getting it.
Yeah, no, I've never gotten it myself, and touch wood and all that, I've never had the flu.
not
as an adult, but... Okay, so you decide... Now, when you hear the comments that Laura Jane contacted us about, and, you know, comments like, I'm far from anti-vax, but I believe kids should build up their own immunity. What do you say to that?
It's true, but, like, with everything that's going on, it's kind of hard for them to do it as well. Like, you have to kind of restrict them as well, I think, at the minute.
Okay, so... If hopefully we get over the whole COVID thing in the next year, would you be doing it again next year?
Oh, I would, yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay,
anything to protect them, I suppose, is needed, no matter if they have to build up their own immune system or not.
Okay, but stay there for one second, because Dermot, there's not a chance you'll be giving it. Well, you wouldn't be personally.
I just don't see the point in it. I mean, we've all grown up. Like, I'm 45 years of age. I have two young children. I've had the flu, and I've only... been stronger after it, and I think if the kids get the flu, yeah, their immune system is being built up to fight things like that.
Yeah, like I said, I've as an adult, I'm sure I did as a kid, but as an adult, I've never had the flu.
I've had the man flu, of course.
Yeah, we've all had that. Yeah. I've had that myself. But in terms of, I've never been in bed for days on end with a horrible flu.
Nothing that severe, like, you know, head cold or whatever like that, but...
Right, so yeah, one of the comments that was in this WhatsApp group was, I'm far from anti-vax, but I believe the kids should build up their own immunity, and that's exactly your attitude, is it?
That's the way I look at it, yeah. They're going to get sick anyway. Kids pick up things, and I know that everyone's using the COVID yardstick, whatever, but they're going to get sick, and their immune system has to be built up to fight things like that.
Now, I do agree with that. I do agree that they should build it up. But I just think, with everything that's going on, it's probably frightened me a bit more to give it to them.
But I also asked you if, hopefully by this time next year, we're over the COVID thing and we have a vaccine and people are taking the vaccine and all that, would you still give the flu vaccine next year?
I would still give it to them. But I don't think that I'd have given it to him this time around if it wasn't for COVID. I know it doesn't protect.
That's exactly the point, and that's exactly why the HSE are urging parents to get their kids vaccinated.
Like, I'd never heard of it until yesterday, as I said.
Yeah.
But I was it did frighten me a bit more into it. Don't think I'd have given it to him without COVID. I know it doesn't protect him against it.
No.
But I would give it to him again next year.
Okay,
they're fine from it this time round, so I can't see why not just kind of give them that little bit of a more boost, I suppose, in the winter time every year.
Mm. And what about... Oh, he's gone. Sorry, Dermot's gone. Let's have a listen to this message on vaccines.
Hi, lads. Good morning. Just to say, I brought my kids to get vaccinated yesterday, and the chemist had none and wasn't getting any in up until the end of November. So you're told to do the right thing. We're doing the right thing, but yet they don't have enough of the vaccine in. So it's just back to basics, washing your hands, keeping your distance, and being good. Have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you. Sinead, you got all four of your kids done on Monday, is that right?
Yeah, it was indeed, yeah. Yeah, I'd never have done it before.
Yeah.
I never even knew there was one.
No, nor did I. This was on a learning curve for me as well, I have to be honest. Yeah. But no, I knew older people got it every year, but I never heard of it for kids before. But yeah, it is a thing. And in terms of your four, you decided because, like with that last caller, because of everything that's going on, you decided to at least be able to rule out the flu, was it?
Yeah, well, that's it. For two reasons. One was last year, actually, all four of them, the 2 weeks just before Christmas, they were all very sick for 2 weeks. And my kids would be super healthy, you know, they wouldn't pick up anything. And my now 5-year-old last year, she had a temperature for over a week.
Oh, really?
She couldn't move. She was throwing up with the temperature. Brought her to the doctor. It was just viral, just the flu. But all four of them were so sick.
Okay, so you're convinced that last winter they had the flu and got it fairly bad.
Yeah.
So it's with a view to preventing that this year, is it?
Exactly, that and to rule out, I mean, I've already had one of my kids tested for COVID and thankfully he didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that worry, you know, you can rule that out. Well, they have the flu vaccine. Now, I know it doesn't cover every type of flu going.
No.
But at least, look, we've done something to kind of stop the worry. In one sense, I've done
it. If they were to get sick or get a temperature or whatever, then you'd be able to think, well, maybe it's not the flu, it could be something else, like COVID or whatever. But they were very sick from the flu last year, were they?
Absolutely. I've never seen that like it in my life. I was the only one who wasn't sick in the house, I was the one who looked after them. But they were so sick. The funny thing is, the whole school was sick last December. I've never had so many text messages from a school saying, you know, don't send your child in sick. You know, it's like they went around the whole school. The school was so sick last December. I've never seen that like it in my life. So I was just, it's one little thing to stop them being sick. I know you can't stop everything. And, you know, they eat healthy, they have their vitamins, they do everything. But if I can do anything else to stop it happening again this year,
or you did.
I will do it. Yeah.
And in terms of the way in which it's administered with the nasal spray, it's no big deal, no?
2 seconds. My 3-year-old didn't even flinch.
Right.
You know, they all just took it and it was grand.
And no side effects or anything?
No side effects. A bit of a tiddly nose. That was it.
Right. That was it.
You know,
that's brilliant.
That was it. Grand, not a bother. So I will do it next year.
Do you think, or have you spoken to other parents about whether or not they're getting it done? And the ones like Dermot there a moment ago, he wouldn't get them done. He believes it's, you know, children need to build up their immunity and get a bit sick.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of people kind of in a mother's group for my youngest son who's 3, and a lot of them, you swear, the way they're carrying on, you swear the HSE were injecting the plague into them. Oh, not a hope in hell would I be giving them that.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I think also, I don't think not a lot of people realise that this has been going around for years, this vaccine, that they actually give it to kids who would be, you know, immune compromised. You know, if kids are going through cancer treatment, they're given the flu vaccine every year.
Yeah, pregnant women get it.
Yeah.
Elderly people get it. But yes, it has been around for years. This isn't a brand new thing.
Exactly.
It's just the way it's parents are being actively encouraged this year to get it. Because of everything else that's going on. So at least they'll be able to rule out the flu, especially if your children had the vaccine. Now, Lisa, you literally got your 2-year-old done a few minutes ago.
Yeah, just 5 minutes ago.
And why did you? What made you decide to do it?
First of all, he's in creche. So, you know, more exposed to germs and things as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, I mean, I don't want my 2-year-old to have the flu. It's bad enough when my husband has the flu. So I couldn't imagine dealing with a toddler. Just if he does come up with a really bad temperature and those symptoms, I know it's not the flu. That can be ruled out, given the current situation. And to be honest with you, it was so quick and easy, and he is absolutely fine. We're currently in the playground, he's running around.
So it was just literally a nasal spray, not a bother on him, happy as Larry.
Took 2 seconds, in and out. Like, I don't see, you know, there shouldn't be any symptoms. He's happy as Larry, and it's free, and you just go to your pharmacy.
The reason you decided to do it, like with the other parents, is because at least if he did get sick over the next couple of weeks, God forbid, you could rule out the flu and look at other things. Because I would imagine if children get sick over the coming weeks, one of the first questions you'll be asked is, did they get the flu vaccine?
And you'll be able to imagine, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll be able to answer, yes, he did. Right, well, then we have to look at what else this might be.
Exactly.
Okay, so that was your motivation for getting it done.
Yeah, and it was, like I said, he's absolutely fine, didn't hurt him at all. And the pharmacist actually told me they've had a huge uptake in my area, which I just think is brilliant. Yeah, highly recommend it.
Very good. All right, thanks very much indeed. Peter, you can't understand why there is this sudden urgency for the flu vaccine.
Hello?
Yes, Peter, yeah.
How are you doing, Adrian?
Good, thanks. Not a bother, thank you.
Yeah, I just can't understand. Basically, look, when you're the kids here now for guinea pig now for a new nasal vaccine coming out, like, are we supposed to be so trustworthy in the government now that they've made so many mistakes and they've made all these mistakes and there's lies and deceit. There's
but it's,
numbers,
it's not the government the handing out the vaccines. You know, these are approved vaccines, approved by people who know what they're talking about. It's not just a government minister.
Well, are we supposed to be so trustworthy in these people now when we hear the figures come?
Sorry, Peter, I lost you there. Sorry, say that again.
I said, we're not being taught on other things, and there's lies coming out. The seat being overturned here, like we're seeing the real figures and numbers coming out. But now we're going to use our kids for guinea pig now for vaccines, for nasal vaccines. Like that. We've all heard a lot of stuff on Facebook about and stuff, other stuff.
So you get your information from Facebook, do you?
Well, it's freedom of information, isn't it? Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Right, rather than asking a medical expert.
Well, there's a lot of lies coming from the medical experts, isn't there? There's a lot of truth coming from the ones that are not listening.
What sort of lies are you talking about?
Well, there's 1,100 doctors submitted their information to the UK there the other day, and the UK dismissed it. They're going to stick with the WHO.
And you got that on Facebook, did you?
No, this was...
I mean, it is a very reliable news source. Okay, so have you young children?
Well, you said yourself, Adrian, that you've never been vaccinated. Will you get the vaccine now if a vaccine comes out?
For what? For COVID-19?
For COVID-19.
I'll be the first in the queue.
Yeah.
I'll be the first in the queue. Yep. Because I want to get on with my life. And I think that's one way of getting on with your life.
We haven't had... our kids... But they've strong immune systems on us, Adrian. So why do we feel we need to boost our immune system going into flu season when we didn't do it last year because we have COVID-19 going, because it's COVID-19 going around?
Because at least...
You could look at a sense of ruling it out. Like,
that's exactly the reason. That's exactly the reason. And that's the exact motivation for the parents that we've had on so far who've had it done.
Our kids not affected by COVID. We were told this at the start, they're not affected by COVID.
They can be.
Got compromise.
They can be. They can be.
So and we should all just roll out and get our kids vaccinated. And
nobody. There's no law here, Peter. There's nobody holding a gun to your head saying you have to get this done. If you don't want to get it done, then you don't get it done.
I'm not saying it is, but they think...
There's a lot of scaremongering. You're implying that some of the parents that have got it done shouldn't be getting it done. That's their choice.
It's their choice. If they want to put their kids up for guinea pigs, leave them to it. But it won't be mine, that's for sure.
And that's what you see it as. You obviously think some of these parents are idiots.
I wouldn't say idiots. I'm not saying idiots, but it wouldn't be me, that's for sure. You know what I mean? I'm not going to... If my kid had... they've had coughs, they'd have flus last season, probably the season before that. They've got over it. They're healthy. There's not a bother out of them now. They're going to school. There's not a bother out of them. They haven't just COVID going around. The area we live in, I'll be honest, hasn't been distancing, haven't seen, there's no spike in cases and stuff like that. Yeah, well, even a lie here we are. An actual lawyer, Adrian, and that's the truth.
All right, but we're talking about the flu vaccine today, so no is the answer, and you think people who do get their kids...
We're talking about the flu vaccine, but we're trying to... People are saying we're getting the children the flu vaccine because... of COVID-19, so they can rule COVID-19 out. So
yes, does that not make a little bit of sense?
In one sense, it would. But when you look at the other side of it and the amount of deceit and lies being told...
And again, you're getting all that from Facebook. That's the main thing.
I wouldn't say Facebook, Adrian. These are reputable doctors across the world, Adrian. your name, Dr. De Bruyne. They've been speaking at marches across the world. Dr. Carl,
very small minority of doctors, especially here in Ireland, who have spoken out. A very small minority. Anyway, we're going down a complete rabbit hole here. Tony sent me this message.
Hi, Tony here. We're being told that the hospitals are going to be really overcrowded now between COVID-19 and the seasonal flu. But if COVID-19 is so much more contagious than the seasonal flu, and we are all doing what we're supposed to do, wash our hands, don't shake hands, don't hug, don't kiss, keep separate, how will the flu season emerge? Like, if it's more contagious to catch COVID and we're protecting ourselves from that, how's the flu season going to clog up our hospitals?
That's a good question, one that I can't really answer because I'm not a medical expert. Maybe on Facebook I'll find out the answer. Kirsten, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Hiya, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say?
Well, basically, I had the flu vaccine about 10 years ago.
And, right.
I went into allergic shock straight away.
Oh, really?
I was brought to the hospital. I stayed in the hospital for about a month. My organs, all of them failed. So I definitely won't be taking it again, and I definitely won't be giving it to my children, because God knows anything like that could happen to them.
And that would be very rare now, in fairness, Kirsten, wouldn't it?
It probably would be.
Yes.
Just personal experience, and I can't say anything else. It's just I know that I almost died of it.
Okay, and again, something like that would be extremely rare, but at least you have a reasonable argument as to why you mightn't want to do it to your children. I kind of get that.
The thing is, I wasn't told of the ingredients. I was just given, I had just started this new job, and the company said we have to take the flu vaccine, otherwise I wouldn't be able to work there, whatever. So yeah, I went and got the flu vaccine, had never had one before. But had that done, and no one ever told me about ingredients list, because I know I'm highly allergic to any metal.
Right, okay. So, in fairness, you probably should have been, particularly if you have that sort of allergy.
There's lots to be said, Adrian, for a dirty child, as Winani used to say, is a healthy child. What we've done over the last 20 years is we've just literally washed ourselves away regarding, you know, a natural way of building up immunity, like, you know. You hadn't got as many allergies 20 and 30 years ago. And that's the gospel truth. Like, I wouldn't be anti-vax. I think people should take up the vaccine while it's going. But now you can be over-hygienic, because you do need to build up some sort of immunity. And by washing your hands, and while all of these cleaners and bleaches and stuff like that, you know, hand sanitizers, you're not only removing viruses, but you're removing every piece of bacteria off your hands, which is not good. You're taking away the good with the bad, you know what I mean? And you need that balance in your life.
All right, Dermot, thank you. Sarah?
My kids are definitely getting it. I'm taking them to get it tomorrow afternoon. I just think it's so important to share, and people should just do it.
Okay, and PJ?
Flu vaccine is well worth it. I used to get flus all the time, and I started getting the flu vaccine about 4 or 5 years ago, and I haven't gotten it since then. Sorry, I can't come on.
All right, PJ, thanks very much. Lisa, you're in two minds about whether or not to get your child vaccinated. Tell me about your 10-year-old daughter.
She's 10 years old. She has special needs. She would catch every flu or virus that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
She's had the flu vaccine every year since she's been a baby, but still ends up sick every year. So I don't know, is it worth, she's been out of school since the start of March and she hasn't been sick once.
Right, and is she going to be going back to school anytime soon?
I don't think so, no.
Right, so you're keeping her at home?
Yeah.
So there probably is no way for her to contract the flu then?
Exactly.
If you're not bringing her out anywhere?
Yeah, but even she's going to school. If I sent her to school tomorrow, she'd come home with a runny nose, and then that'd end up turning into a chest infection. Then she'd end up in hospital, and I'm like,
would that not be all the more reason to get her the flu vaccine?
But she ends up the same every year after getting the flu vaccine. She still ends up in hospital.
But maybe she'd get it even worse.
Yeah, I don't know.
If she didn't have the vaccine. I don't know, I'm not a medical expert, but...
Yeah.
Perhaps she would get it all the worse if she didn't have it.
Yeah.
That'd be my concern. I would definitely I would consult with your GP over that and ask for his or her advice. Because, a lot, I mean, you heard that message from Sarah bringing her kids tomorrow. She thinks it's very important to get them done. And I do understand your dilemma. But having said all that, if she's not going to be leaving the house, then there probably is no way for her to get the flu.
Yeah.
When will she be returned to school?
To be honest, I don't know. Because I know, like, a lot of kids in our school would, like, a runny nose would be normal for them, so the parents would send them into school, but then, like, my daughter would come home sick from that.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, so it's for that reason that you're keeping her out. What I would do, Lisa, I'll be honest, is I would definitely ring my GP and ask him for advice on that. Vicky sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
Morning, Adrian. My kids are actually booked in to get theirs done on Monday. I have absolutely no qualms about them getting it done. I get the flu jab myself every year and have done for the last probably 10 years or so. I just feel it's just one of those things that I can do to protect myself from getting severely sick. And if I can do that for my children, given the current climate, I'm 100% taking that chance to protect them. It's known, obviously, the flu jab doesn't protect you from COVID. But if you get the flu, it lowers your immune system, which then can actually make you more susceptible to picking up other illnesses, one being COVID. So, no, I'm 100% on that bandwagon. My kids are getting done on Monday, and I would recommend anybody else do it if they want to just give their kids that little bit of extra comfort over the winter to keep them a little bit safer and not get so sick.
All right. Aideen also can't understand why people wouldn't get
it. I would highly recommend getting the flu vaccine. In 2015, I had the flu. I was never as sick in my whole life. I couldn't believe how sick I was, and I've been getting it ever since, and it's brilliant. Why not protect yourself?
This is interesting from Steph.
Hi, I have had the flu every winter for as long as I can remember. I'm 36 years of age. I got the flu vaccine last winter for the first time and I wasn't sick once. My son is terrified of needles. He refused to get it done, which was fine. But now that he knows there's a nasal spray out, he actually said he wants to get it because he was sick with the flu last year and I was fine and we live in the same household. I'll be getting it again, and so will my son.
All right, Steph, very good. Stacey has had the flu 2 years in a row.
Well, Adrian, thank God that man never got the flu, because I tell you, I had it 2 years in a row and I was absolutely bedridden. It was horrendous. So I got the flu jab last year for my first time and I was absolutely fine, thank God. And my kids, actually three of them, are booked in today to get the flu, the nasal spray. So I do anything to try and keep the flu away from my kids.
All right. Somebody say our two kids are getting it done tomorrow. The nasal option is instead of the injection. Do people not get this? Well, we have explained that very clearly, that it is a nasal spray vaccine and there's no injections involved at all for the kids. This is Leanne.
Hi, my name is Leanne Whittle, from County Offaly. My son and my whole household get the flu vaccine every year as my aunt is dying with motor neuron disease. So we all have to get vaccinated for to protect her and to make sure. But this year, my son did not get the nasal spray. He got the flu jab instead, as he's autistic and he won't be able to handle the nasal spray going up his nose.
All right, thank you. Trish sent me this.
Hi guys, Trish here. Just in relation to the flu vaccine for the kids, you know, it's not 100% preventative, and unless I'm very mistaken, anybody can still get the flu, even if you've had your flu vaccine. In fact, I think I know quite a few who have still had the flu. Many will say they get a worse flu because they get the vaccine. So I'm a frontline worker. I've had my own flu vaccine. I always have and I always will. But I'm also a mother of three under 12. And I'm undecided, I'll be very honest. But my gut instinct, I'm not keen to give it. They're strong, they're healthy. I do believe they can fight it. So that's where I am. Good discussion. Great show, as always. Thanks.
Thank you, Trish. Very kind of you. And again, as we said a couple of minutes ago, this isn't mandatory. There's nobody pushing. I'm not pushing any sort of an agenda. Like, some message said a couple of minutes ago, Adrian Kennedy's getting paid into his back pocket for having this conversation. Like, who's paying me? Really, who is? Oh, I despair sometimes. I despair. And one more message. This is Kira.
Hi, Adrian. I can't come on to talk at the moment, but just to say, your man is right what he's saying. Like, there's the Medical Doctors Alliance have come out to expose a lot of the lies and stuff on this. So your man has got some valid points, and I think he should be listened to. And just because the majority might be saying that it's okay for the vaccine, I do think this point of view should be heard also, because he is talking a lot of sense. Thanks, Adrian. Bye.
All right, Kira, thank you very much indeed. And we all have our own opinions, but this conversation is about the flu vaccine. It is not mandatory. No more than a COVID-19 vaccine will be mandatory. It won't be. What do? Tie people down to a bed and give them a vaccine? No, so it's not going to be mandatory. The flu vaccine isn't mandatory for children, and it is completely your decision as to whether or not you decide to get your children vaccinated. Nobody else's, except yours.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Live, weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.